So, hey guys, welcome to this brand new episode of Astrophysica's podcast. Myself, Aman Mohan, and with me is Krishna. Hi, Krishna.
Hey, Aman. Hi, everyone.
Great. So, guys, today we're going to be talking about NASA's Kepler Space Telescope. So, this telescope was actually an observatory in space dedicated to finding planets outside our solar system with a particular focus on finding planets that might resemble Earth. So this observatory was in commission for just under 9 years, and from its launch in March 2009 to its decommission in November 15, 2018.
Yeah, and since Kepler's launch, astronomers have discovered thousands of extrasolar planets or exoplanets through its telescope alone. Most of them are planets that are between the size of Earth and Neptune, which is the 4 times the size of Earth. And many of these planets were discovered in region of constellation Cygnus, about the size of palm of a hand held at arm's length, where Kepler was pointed for first 4 years of its mission.
Yeah, and as of November 2020, Kepler had been credited with discovering 2,392 exoplanets, with 2,368 candidate planets awaiting confirmation. And according to the NASA, this is according to the NASA Exoplanet Archive. The mission continued well beyond its scheduled end date, although mechanical issues in 2013 forced mission managers to create a modified K2 mission in which Kepler uses pressure of sunlight to stabilize itself, switching its view to different spots of the sky.
Yeah, and Kepler was brainchild of NASA scientist William J. Borucki, who had worked on science instrument for the Apollo program. Starting in 1983, Borucki began advocating within NASA for a mission that would search for exoplanet by visit, event in which planet passes in front of its star as seen from Earth's point of view. Borucki's concept was rejected by NASA for 4 times, as the agency demanded various demonstration that the mission was technologically and financially feasible, and NASA finally approved the mission in 2001.
Yeah, and Kepler was part of NASA's Discovery program, which funds lower-cost spacecraft for exploration of the solar system. And then Kepler was selected at the same time as Dawn, which was a spacecraft that visited the small worlds Vesta and Ceres.
Yeah, and during one of the lectures at Carl Sagan Institute at Cornell University, Borucki explained that Kepler looks at over 170,000 stars simultaneously, looking for planets that cross their star and block some light. By blocking off the light, we can tell how big the planet is compared to the star, and when it repeats, we can tell the orbital period. And from Kepler's third law, we can deduce how far the planet is from the star. And by looking at the properties of the star, we can tell how hot the planet might be.
That's true. And Kepler's third law, named after the astronomer Johannes Kepler, says that if you know the length of a planet's year, which is its orbital period, and the mass of its parent star, you can calculate its average distance from the star.
Yeah, and one of the superpower of Kepler Space Telescope is its ability to measure the brightness of a star to a tiny fraction of a percent. This precision photometry is necessary to pick up the tiny dimming caused by a planet in front of its star. And for example, Jupiter passing in front of Sun blocks about 1% of the Sun's light, while Earth blocks less than 0.01%.
Yeah, and another one of Kepler's discoveries include that we know how common it is for other stars to have planets. Essentially, every star has a planet, and that's a big deal, and which was not appreciated before Kepler.
Yeah, and over the first 7 years of Kepler and K2 operations, NASA issued 24 press releases announcing newly discovered exoplanets, and Kepler's confirmed planetary finds were boosted to 2,335, including potential planets, and the total count stood at 4,034.
Wow. And then the K2 mission ended up lasting as long as the primary mission and brought Kepler's total number of surveyed stars up to more than 5 lakh, according to a NASA press release.
Exactly. And another major achievement was discovering the sheer variety of planetary systems that are out there. Planet system can exist in compact arrangement within the confines of the equivalent of Mercury's orbit. They can even orbit around two stars, much like a tattoo in Star Wars universe. And an exciting find for those seeking life beyond Earth, the telescope revealed that small rocky planets similar to Earth are more common than larger gas giants such as Jupiter.
So the Kepler's great sensitivity to the changing brightness of stars was actually exploited for the Pleiades, which is a well-known cluster of stars that is only 400 light years away and which is also visible to the naked eye. And Kepler's observations provided the best tracking of their variability yet, And the telescope also provided new measurements of exploding stars and sound waves inside the stars.
Yeah, let's talk about the mission end. Kepler was launched with 3 gallons, which is 12 kilograms of hydrazine in its fuel tank. The fuel powers the thruster that help correct drift and perform big maneuvers, including pointing to a new field of view and orienting its transmitter to Earth to downlink science data. Its transmitters to Earth to downlink science data and receive commands. Because Kepler does not have a precise gauge in its fuel tank, engineers could only estimate when it was running out of fuel.
Yeah, and then later in March 2018, NASA announced that it expected the spacecraft's fuel tank to run dry in the following months. And a little over 7 months later, on October 30th, NASA confirmed that the Kepler was out of gas. And engineers sent a final goodnight command and officially decommissioned the spacecraft on November 15, 2018. And coincidentally, the 388th anniversary of the death of Johannes Kepler.
Yeah. Though inactive Kepler will continue in its Earth trailing orbit around the Sun, passing through Earth's neighborhood at a safe distance in 2060 and again in 2117.
Yeah, and Kepler's role as a leading exoplanet hunting space telescope was later taken over by the Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, or the TESS, which was launched on April 18, 2018, and completed its primary mission on August 11, 2020, before beginning an extended mission phase. And while Kepler's mission was primarily statistical to discover whether Earth-sized exoplanets were common, TESS is designed to identify specific exoplanet systems that should be examined further. So guys, that's it for this week's episode. So see you all next week with a brand new episode. Until then, this is Aman Mohan signing off with Krishna. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.